Hello, hello. Welcome to ODP with yours truly, Jade Quinn McDonald. It may be early in the morning, but you know, it's always time to go exploring. So let's get right into it. I have today two guests. Oh, let's stop that. Okay, we got Callum and hello. Josephine.
Hello.
From the Ski and Board Club.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you guys for coming for the first live edition of Outdoor Pursuits.
Very excited.
So I'll just get you guys to introduce yourselves, where you're from, and then we'll talk about your positions on the skiing board exec. Right.
Okay, I'm Josephine, obviously, and I'm from Boulder, Colorado. I'm a second year, and I study computer science here at UBC, and I spend most of my time skiing, if that wasn't clear already, and being a part of Ski and Board and organizing ski events. And then when I'm not skiing, I like to mountain bike and backpack and just be outside.
Yeah.
My name is Callum Abraham. I'm from Hong Kong originally. I was born in the States. But moved there when I was pretty young. I'm also a second year, and I'm studying materials engineering.
Nice. So you got lots of time to
spare. Oh, tons of time. But we've had engineers on the past, and we got people who are hardworking, and we balance it. And, you know, we make it work. I'm the sponsorship rep for this year.
Oh, cool. Oh, we'll talk about that.
Oh, we will talk about that. But, yeah, I don't know. People are able to balance it. I also snowboard, personally. I love
we
it.
We got ski.
Skiing snowboard.
I'm a skier.
Mm-hmm.
I know, big controversy. In the summer, I just like to be outdoors, do some backpacking, and not as gnarly with the mountain biking, but
that's okay.
You know, we'll get there one day. There's time, exactly.
There's still time. All right, so you guys are both on the board. You guys call it the board?
Yeah, the exec board.
The exec board.
Exec.
Yeah.
The irony. Oh, the irony.
Yeah, right.
So what are your positions? You're the sponsorship rep.
I'm the sponsorship rep, yeah.
I'm just an officer. That's my official position. Skiing board is more, like, the execs are more, you are elected to a spot, and, like, if you have a very important role, like a photographer or trip coordinator, you do that. But also you do a little bit of everything else, like planning the parties, planning the trips,
right.
Or like the more local trips and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of taken the reins on, we've had like a couple like girls' day trips.
Yeah, those are fantastic. Yeah.
So I've been doing that, which has been, it's been very rewarding, very fun to see everybody get out there and have fun.
Do you know if there's been girls' days in the past, or is this kind of a new concept?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like it's a possibility, but at least not since I've been at UBC. Yeah. There hasn't been any.
Cool. I think it was really hard after COVID.
Yeah.
A lot of like the clubs here kind of like fell apart, and so we joined just after the COVID thing, and so we missed like 4 years worth of information.
Three or two years worth
of information. So it's really hard for us to know like what they were doing beforehand.
Yeah.
And then sort of what. So it's almost like it was a rebirth of the club. Like we just had to get things up and running again.
Yes.
So it's really interesting to see Josephine do all this stuff this year. And like, if they didn't do it before, we're starting now.
Yeah.
And like, we're going to carry it on into the future. I think she's killed it so far.
I agree with you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Speaking of historical, I was going to ask about how the skiing board elections came to be.
Oh, that's a good question.
It's a deep question, and maybe we'll just ask about last year's election. Not when you guys got elected, but the year before that. I heard it was, I don't know, did you guys attend that?
I was in my first year, so that was not last year's election, but the year before that, I was there. Beginning of the year, we basically hold two elections just for a bit of rundown. One at the end of the year for the people next year, and then one at the beginning of the year for the people who are just joining. So that'll be like first years in exchange. So we sort of have two small elections, the big ones the year before, and then the small one is the year of for those people who are just new to UBC.
Right. And Yeah, how do you run a campaign? How do you guys get on the board?
To give you a little bit of an idea, it's a no phones allowed event.
Oh.
So you have to pull a stunt.
Uh-huh.
And the only rules are no inversions and no branding.
Okay.
And there obviously has to be someone who got those rules to be. I don't know the story, but there apparently was.
Yeah.
And a new one this year is no bodily fluids.
Oh, no. So, okay. Yeah. That is new.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's been a go-to.
Yeah, for a lot of people. Exactly. Yeah. And it's kind of cool. We've got to change it up.
Yeah.
Bit,
you know, yeah. Do spice new. It up.
I think I remember when I first... When I first came, I read, they made a Facebook post about it, and I was like, oh, I want to run, that'd be awesome. And it was like, okay, do a stunt. And then they're like, that's it. It's like, only the two rules. And so I was like, what's a stunt? I don't know what to do. They're like, come ask us if you have any, questions about it. And it's super open. You can do whatever you want.
Wow.
Go up and, you know, it's like a party trick pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
Surprises. Like,
totally.
Do something new. Do something random. Exactly.
You're the president.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Great
it's
job.
Just like it's the best way to sort of get people to get out of their comfort zone, mm-hmm. you know, and put on a show for people.
Yeah.
We want you to put this effort in because we know you're going to be putting the effort in when you're on exec.
So can you guys share what you did?
Yeah.
Radio edit.
My first year, I hope my mom's not listening, but Caleb and I took a keg from the ski and board room that'd been sitting in there for 6 months. And I did a topless keg stand.
Oh, wow.
On the 6 month old keg.
Oh.
And it was like vinegar.
Vinegar.
Oh. It's a little bit nasty.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And then I didn't get elected that year, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You have to try again.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to tell the people what you did for the second one?
The second one, dude, this is kind of nasty. someone had thrown up into a bowl, and I tossed out all the insides. And then I got someone shaved my head around the bowl, so I got a bowl cut with it. Sorry if anyone was freaked out by that.
Early in the morning, nothing a little bit of
people eating their breakfast.
Visuals. Oh, yeah.
My first year, I didn't even know I was going to run. I just sort of showed up and it was a great party because it's a whole event. You don't have to run in any way. You're just there and you're hanging out with people. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I'll do it. I'll run for a position. I think I just hopped off the balcony into a rubbish bin that was sitting nearby. Or something like that.
I mean, that's not
nothing. That bad. Yeah. That was it. It was just I think they were looking for people to just if you showed up and you didn't have something, just do something. You
yeah,
know?
Totally.
Put yourself out there. For lack of a better term, embarrass yourself. You know, be the center of attention for a minute or two.
Yeah, vulnerability.
Vulnerability, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah.
So how does the kind of distribution of power work? What's the governmental system in the ski and board?
Honestly,
there's a president.
Yeah, there's a president. Yeah. There's a vice president. There's first-year execs,
mm-hmm.
And then there's finance.
Yeah, so we can talk about basically the three heads of the club, which all AMS clubs have to have, is mm-hmm. we have a president, a vice president, and a treasurer.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Treasurer's totally. Running the money, doing all that sort of good mm-hmm. stuff. President's obviously running the day-to-day, and so is the VP.
Yeah.
And then, for example, next year, I'm just going to look at the positions that we're holding. It does change depending on the year, because, we'll go through things, and we'll be this needs to be adjusted, because, mm-hmm. We're maybe starting more women's days or more inclusivity, and so, we need to adjust to this role or something. But we have, a social board, so that's made up of three people. Someone who runs a social board
okay,
and then
cool.
two people who help out.
So they're running, Instagrams?
Parties. No,
stuff.
That's more of, parties and events.
Okay.
Yeah for gotcha. Social board. I know that's
like
kind
the non-skiing related.
Yeah, the non-skiing related stuff,
okay.
you know?
Which a lot of members join for.
Oh, absolutely. I think, there's a huge portion of members that come just for the parties, you know, and just for the vibes.
Yeah, the vibes.
Exactly. We've got an on mountain kind of group. So mm-hmm. we got a local trip coordinator who mm-hmm. does all the local stuff here.
Yeah.
So rail jams and stuff like that. And then we have a trip coordinator who does all the stuff for out in Revelstoke, for Whistler, our big trips that we host a year. We normally host about three on average. And then we got a free ride specialist who does more like free ride barbecues and runs like, the free ride club, which is sick, which is awesome, especially with like how close we are to Whistler with everything that goes on there. It's pretty clutch
and
for
hopefully
sure.
We can do like more free ride competitions.
Like we help get people to like some of the 2-star events and 1-star event. And
I was gonna ask, like, what's the highest caliber of skiers that you guys have in the club right now? Like, I know Olivia McNeil
is
touring
on the tour, right? At least this year she was on the tour. She's requalifying for next year, which I think she's pretty much done as well. Touch wood. Insane skier.
And then we've got some other athletes who are like Kai Smart is like semi-pro sponsored. Like the some pretty really like very very cool people doing some really cool things, which also makes it easy for us to like make connections in the community when we have these when we have these athletes within our club, so because they already know people. It's awesome. Really cool to work
not
with
to them. Say that you have to be a gnarly skier either. I am like not a very good snowboarder, but I love it, and like
on,
you gotta be about the you gotta be about the cause, you know.
Totally.
So it's like really good to have a huge mix of people from all sorts of like areas.
Sorry, we kind of interrupted the elections here.
Then we got the sponsorship rep. So that's just talking with people, getting for our parties, for our trips.
Who sponsors you guys?
So our big one is Red Bull right now.
That's a pretty big
one. That's a really big one. They're awesome. Like, supply us with a bunch of Red Bull for events and stuff like that. Especially with some early morning and late night bus rides. Those are clutch. They really help out. And then, like, you know, all the local brewery companies, Granville, Red Truck. Stuff like that. We reach out to them if we need to. That's mainly for parties. And then whatever else we're kind of looking for, depending, is just that's the role to like reach out to the companies on the business side of things.
So there's
and then Icon.
We're working with Icon, doing a bit with them as well.
What is Icon?
It's a ski pass company. It's like one of the conglomerates.
Totally know.
So this year we're going to have, this year and last year, we had a huge discount with them. They do like, through ski clubs, they
give discounts to college students who, you know, it's expensive to get into the sport, you know?
It's not like the most accessible.
$500 to $600 in savings if you come to the club. For sure. It's like clutch. And to pay like a $20 membership fee, then to get that, save that $500 is really, really good. So like we're here to like provide that. You know, that's our aim, is to try to make things cheaper for people.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And then we have sustainability, so working with POW, which is Protect Our Winters, and we've actually got some like very exciting things coming up, in that area. We're working on, very early days of working on, getting a like fleet of rental gear, for people like exchange students and people who just can't afford to get into the sport, just to use for the year.
Year-long rental.
Because it's definitely it's expensive. And it'd be so much easier if we just had gear to rent out to people, because that's always like one of the biggest questions is, do you guys teach people ski, and where do I get my gear from?
Do you guys find that people will rent from the Varsity Outdoor Club and then come on ski and board trips?
Maybe for skis, snowboards, no, because they only have split boards, unfortunately. So it's not really, the VOC don't really want to use
so that's a great initiative.
Yeah, so we're just kind of like fill a plug, plug a hole, because it's like nearly $200 a day in Whistler for
Totally.
It's expensive.
Oh my gosh, I'll tell you guys a funny story. So a friend of mine had a friend of his visit. And he's from Colorado, didn't have a pass, so we procured one from another friend of a friend and opted for a little sneaky attempt to load at base 2 of the Black Home Gondola, and promptly got caught. No pass was pulled. I know.
That's
clutch.
I was a little surprised. I think they have some kind of bounty.
For sure. Like they're encouraged to get people.
$60
The other day I got, I was getting on the lift And some guy, so the lifty was like, hey, can I scan your pass again? Like, that doesn't look like you.
Whoa.
And it was me. Like, that was my pass I paid for. And it's my heart started going like it was like, I was
know.
Like, no, that's me. Like, and he was fine. I do think they must.
Yeah, because they called out, like, they were like, hey, like, Jesse. And he turned around because he was like, okay, smart. It's my time to shine. And they were like, what's your birthday? He's like, oh damn, March? Sorry, bud. And they sent him down and he ended up buying a day ticket, which is a bit of a, ding to the bank.
It's like bouncers nowadays.
It's the same thing. I feel like it's changed a little bit since Vail.
I think it's pretty popular everywhere now. I think all the big, big ski resorts are doing it. Yeah,
in Colorado, it's you can go to jail for
what
for using someone else's pass.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My dad sent it to me because I was gonna give someone my pass, and he's like, "You're gonna get in trouble." And
yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh yeah, and then there's two more positions.
Yeah.
So just videographer and photographer.
Videographer, cool. Photographer, and then exchange student who will come in next year.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. So we briefly talked about the types of members. You guys have the whatever, semi pros, incredible athletes, and then we got the people that pay the membership to get the kind of cheaper admission, right? To events.
Yeah.
Do you guys have lots of people who are new to the sport?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of people, as you said, are like, we're a social club at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people would join for the parties and just come out to meet people, you know, and do all that sort of stuff. But then we do have people, especially first years in exchange, like people come on exchange to come ski out here, right? Like some people have never seen the snow. So they'll come out here and they'll have a bunch of questions, and we're sort of here to try to help facilitate that, right? Because some people grew up in Whistler and they know a bunch about it. Oh. Some of us have been here for 2 years. We have some history, and like we're meant to be, I guess, quote unquote, the expertise. I don't know if that's accurate all the time, but we're a helping hand. And they'll ask, like, where's the best place to rent gear from?
Yeah.
Like, what pass should I get? Where should I go?
Totally.
I want to go do the night skiing in Vancouver.
It's like,
we try to hook them up with all the deals, and then through the memberships as well, we try to provide members with some deals as well like that. So we have, like, through sponsorship at least, we have deals with, like, Comer Sports, which are down on 4th.
Yeah,
So, like, we'll get them, I think it's 20% off or something. Maybe it's 10%
I bought skis.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Clutch. Yeah, exactly. So, like, we're just trying to make it more accessible.
Yeah.
And so people will come like that. A lot of new skiers, for sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have never skied before. And we're kind of just a way to, like, hope that you get to know and get to meet other skiers who are in the same boat as you, and you can learn with other people. Because learning with other people is so much better than learning by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So
making
much better.
Friends.
Exactly.
Having fun.
Yeah.
You know,
finding
those car rides up to the mountain and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Networking.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like we're one big family. You gotta network.
All right. So I think we're going to play a little tune here. I'm thinking starting with your song, Callum.
Yeah.
Moments. /Tides by Goth Babe.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything about the song?
We love Goth Babe, both Josephine and I.
Yeah.
Did
you guys meet him or see him?
Yeah, we
recently?
Did.
Yeah.
Was that he came to Vancouver
yeah.
and he just released an album. He did like some work with Arc'teryx and he made a little movie for them. And we were the first people to like see him perform his new album live, which was awesome.
Yeah. And he's from
Oregon, I think.
I think he's from Oregon, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the story
maybe not like, I don't know, but he lives there, sort of.
Yeah.
Kind
of. He's on a boat right now.
Embodies the West Coast.
Yeah. Anyways.
Sure. We we were doing a road trip over the summer and he was sort of our soundtrack to the road trip.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
Up, so.
Okay. Yeah. So here we go.
Oh,
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we are broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam people all the way across Tsleil-Waututh and Squamish territory. We are very grateful to be skiing and riding on their mountains and looking at their beautiful ocean every single day. All right, let's get back into our little discussion here. I was wondering about your relationship with the Alma Mater Society, AMS. Do you guys get funding from them?
Not really. We're working on it. There's sort of, my understanding with AMS, I mean, we're both still so new here, and it is such a complex thing. I think, you know, it's like the only sort of society in Canada, I think, which isn't connected to the school.
Mm.
So it's sort of like working a whole new angle with mm-hmm. a whole nother conglomerate, I guess mm-hmm. you could call it. Yep. A whole nother business, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they are. I think, for example, like our board rental stuff, there's like grants that they give out, mm-hmm. you know, and we have to apply for them, and mm-hmm. it's sort of what the process we're going through, and they can help you out.
Right.
Other than that, they sort of help us with some of our events.
Yeah.
We're sort of registered through them as a club.
Mm-hmm.
And then they help us with some of our events. Like if we're doing stuff here on campus, they can help set up like tents and stuff like that. We go to their club days and their club fairs to try to spread the word.
Yeah.
We have an office here, third floor. Come stop by mm-hmm. if you ever want a Red Bull or something like that.
Oh,
what room? Have some. 3301H.
You heard it here.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes.
Or 3310H. Okay, sorry.
3301H.
Cool. And then you guys have a membership fee.
We do.
What does that usually go to? I know it will go to events. Does it go to like any kind of subsidies for students?
Yeah.
Enjoy. Yeah. So all the money we make from memberships as well as parties, because usually there is a fee to get in, mm-hmm. Goes to mostly subsidizing trips because it can be so expensive to get out, like to go to Revelstoke, Whitewater, even Whistler for the weekend. And we just like take all that money and spend as much as we can so people can have a little bit cheaper trip, because at the end of the day, we're all students and like don't have that much money to be going skiing.
So I guess that's probably one of the club's values, right? Do you guys have like a mission statement? Do you know?
I don't think we do.
Okay.
Yeah, we might have had an old one, but I don't think we do right now. We definitely don't print it anywhere.
Yeah. Maybe we should, what kind of values do you guys share?
I think the values is just like making the mountains as accessible as possible.
Yeah.
You know, and it's definitely not that way for numerous factors in terms of financial or historical reasons. And so it's like we're trying to do that. We're trying to get as many people up there as possible. And then I'd say like also just like getting the biggest group of people who have a common interest that we possibly can as well.
Yeah.
You know, so you might not be skiing, but you're going to be hanging out with people you can talk about skiing with, you know, who you just share the passion and the stoke for wanting to go skiing. I think, the biggest thing for us is the subsidizing of trips, you know, like trying to make things as cheap as possible for people while still having an absolute blast.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's where I've met almost all of my friends is through the club. Yeah. Like, it's so easy to make that connection with people once you know that you have, like, skiing in common. It's like, that's why I moved to BC originally. So to find all those people with that common interest has been very, very important to me.
That's fantastic. This is kind of down and dirty, but do you guys ever feel like you're, I guess, the culture in ski and board, do you guys feel like that ever promotes any kind of like unhealthy partying or like excessive drinking, underage drinking, any kind of thing like that?
I'm sure it does.
Because I remember I went to Condogram and the club got caught for having so many underage kids in Longhorn.
Well, yeah, a bunch of them just tried to get in, right?
Right. I guess you got nothing to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't know. We're here to, like, you know, get people together. And it's at the end of the day, like, everyone here at university is an adult. And it's their choice at the end of the day. I wouldn't say anyone's ever forced into, forced into doing anything.
No.
Never forced anyone. But it's like, we are there to make it the best time possible. So we'll have the plan, for example, for Conocram. In that instance, we were going to Longhorns anyways.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'd say like maybe, would you say like 80% of the trip were overage.
Overage,
yeah.
Okay,
and then it's just like, there's obviously people who are first years. Like I was a first year, my first time up there, and I wasn't 19 yet. And it's like, of course, when all your friends are going, you're going to try.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we
don't, I wouldn't say we facilitate in any way.
No.
It's just like, we're going to be in the bar and you're not like, go take your time. Like do whatever you like. You can sit in the hot tub if you like.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to try to get in, then you're
I'd say you guys definitely provide alternatives.
Yeah.
At
like,
least on the trips
and
that I've been on.
Yeah, that's something I'd like to, like, focus on in the future is making sure, like, this last weekend, we had a girls' weekend.
Yeah.
And that, like, all centered around a panel discussion with a bunch of really dope women who are in the ski industry and, like, live in Whistler. And, like, although there was, like, you could have a drink there, it wasn't a drinking event. And I personally thought it was really great way to, like, connect with all these girls in a new way. And I would really love to do more events like that.
Yeah.
Just do more social.
Yeah. It seems like that kind of brought, like, some good professionalism. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I really want to try to promote on my show is options for kind of outdoor careers.
Mm.
Yeah. So were there fully sponsored athletes on this panel?
There was supposed to be. I think there was a woman who'd been to the X Games. She ended up getting busy but didn't come. There was another woman that was her name's Kate, I think. She was at some point a sponsored athlete. And then she, like pivoted and is now a artist that lives in Whistler. And like she, I think she does like collabs with like beer companies and Arc'teryx to like design their logos and stuff. Yeah.
Because it was a sponsored Arc'teryx event. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So does that mean the club is sponsored, or did they just sponsor your event?
They just sponsored that event. Okay. It's not to say in the future we would love that, but
shout out Arc'teryx.
Yeah. they like actually some they knew our old president, ex-president, one of the guys did, and he reached out to the ex-president, and they got us connected somehow, and they were so awesome. They were just all about getting involved with the community, like tapping into that younger, not fan base, but younger demographic.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. I know it was an awesome event.
That's great. Yeah. I heard some swag was passed around.
Oh, yeah.
If you asked some questions. That's great. And did you have younger attendees? I heard there were some. Was it a 19 plus event?
I'm pretty sure that, like, it wasn't, like, specifically 19 plus. Like,
but just because you guys were
charcuterie.
A little bit elevated.
Yeah. No, it was, like, definitely, like, college age, university age people. Gotcha. Like, not that young. I mean, that would be dope to have like a younger get the kids involved.
Yeah. Not really kids, but yeah, I think it was really dope. Like, I remember meeting you guys afterwards. It was really dope to hear that there was also like a good mix of people who were part of the ski and board club and who weren't as well. It's sort of like Alexis, like, you know, these people were living in Whistler, and so it kind of helps us spread our image as well.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It was like Arc'teryx and UBC Ski and Board, and like we put it on together.
Not, that doesn't sound too bad.
No, it doesn't. That's a nice, it's got a good ring to it.
Yeah.
Arc'teryx, come on, if you're out there. it seemed like it was an awesome event. I think you killed it.
That's
sure.
Fantastic. Okay, so I had a brief exchange with Josephine before coming in here about what it's like to have other outdoor clubs on campus, right, who are kind of not necessarily running similar events, but running ski and snowboard trips and things like that. Is there any...
It's okay. You could say the VOC.
Yeah. Is there any, not beef, any kind of competition for members? Like, will people come to you and be like, oh, do you guys do any backcountry? Do you guys do this and that?
We honestly... I am going to leave the backcountry to the VOC.
Yeah.
That, like, organizing those trips is, like, so beyond the scope of what I'm able to do.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually, like, the Ski and Board Club was actually born from the VOC.
Oh.
Like, we have actually dates
it was
memorized.
1974, I think, and basically... Some people sort of stepped away from the VOC, I don't think in bad nature and anything like that. It was just more of like they were more downhill skiers, and the VOC were more towards, it's the Varsity Outdoors Club.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've said that in full yet, is what the VOC is, but they were more for the ski mountaineering and more of the backcountry stuff.
Yeah.
And so they were like, all right, let's sort of split off. And so they split off, and the ski and board were doing ski club were doing their own thing.
The like pinnacle of the formation was there was a, it's called the Whistler Hostel now.
Oh yeah.
But that originally was built by VOC members with funding from the AMS.
From the AMS, like three grants or something like that, and they built it out there.
And then this was before Whistler was Whistler, before there was a ski resort there.
I think it was just getting started or something.
Yeah.
It's not close to what it's nowadays.
Yeah.
Right?
And then so the
monster.
It's a monster.
The VOC was more focused on backcountry. Didn't really want to mess with that.
Yeah.
Ski club said, hey, we'll take over that.
Yeah.
Take over the hut. So they wanted to buy the hut off the VOC
because
it was expensive for the VOC to run, and they didn't feel like it was what they needed at the time as a club. And so the ski club tried to buy it off them. But
apparently it was never the VOC's to give.
Apparently the AMS swooped in last minute and were like, we gave you the loans for it, so it's ours. And blocked the transaction.
What?
So for everyone who comes to Conocram, we could be staying in a cabin up there. But unfortunately the AMS had it, and then they sold it, and now it's the Whistler Hostel.
Well, the Whistler Hostel does provide some pretty good...
Yeah.
You know what? We were really happy about that. Like, I'm glad it's not...
It's so cool. There's still like the AMS like Whistler Lodge sign on the building.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
The Ski and Board Club basically left the AMS. Left the VOC in around 1974. One of their members stepped away, and then in the 80s.
1996 actually.
Sorry, 96. And then in the 80s, there was like this birth of snowboarding, and then the snowboard club started on campus as well. And the Ski and Board Club bought the snowboard club for $600 Canadian.
No way.
And it became UBC Ski and Board Club.
Wow.
From that point on. So
the birth of a legend.
The birth of a legend. Yeah. And then from that point on, it's been the UBC Ski and Board Club. So this is kind of a long tangent away from
this is what I'm looking for.
But
It's,
I think.
There's a rumor that Trudeau was in the Ski
what?
And Board.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's true.
There was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he frequents Tofino.
Yeah. He's a big snowboarder. I think he's like certified to be an instructor or something.
That's funny. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Speaking of board sports, I know you guys share a club room with the surf club.
Yeah.
Right?
I was going to get on to that about like in terms of you were asking about other clubs.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a great community here at UBC because a lot of people tend not to just be just a skier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we have off seasons. Well, I guess main season for other sports, off season for us. But it's like a lot of people are also mountain bikers, like Josephine or surfers.
New mountain bike club.
New mountain bike club.
Out.
So there's the new mountain bike club, which are dope.
Yeah.
There's the surf club. We got ski and board, VOC as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's like there's a great mix of people who are not only members of one club, they're members of all of them.
Yeah.
I'm members of all of them for sure.
Yeah,
and it's just like I go on the surf trips, they're a blast.
Yeah. That's
where we met. We met at a little barbecue on the beach.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. That was the first time I think all three of us met. I met you in the hot tub.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. I remember
I'm
that.
Surprised
as well.
You remember that.
Ooh.
It's okay, it was muffled.
I think it's really cool the atmosphere we have here at UBC where like you see this, like, I wouldn't say the same people, not to imply that it's, like, you know, but like you see people you know at all of these events through all of the clubs and like everyone, all the execs are close together. We've hosted joint parties before, which have been
blast. The Yale, I remember.
Yeah,
it was
the Yale, that was
event.
With Surf
was
and
good?
Bike Club.
Yeah.
Apparently it was really good. I unfortunately wasn't there that
I
night.
I wasn't there either.
It was
very yeehaw. It was so fun.
Yeah.
So it's
just, like,
that's a good way to put
yeehaw.
It. Yeah.
It's just like a really good atmosphere on campus of like, you just there tends to be a lot of overlap between the clubs and the people and the members who want to do the stuff.
Yeah. I hear sometimes from international students or students from just out of the country that are studying here full time and they're not super impressed with like the nightlife and the party scene here. But I think if you're looking for like more, serious outdoor recreation, this is kind of the spot to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think that just like comes through in like all of our like the Vancouver, I want to say, like, I don't know, like it's how Vancouver is.
Yeah.
And like it also comes through in the schools, like it's everybody's like playing real hard, but like there
hard.
Is some party to be
to
be found.
Some
you just gotta search
for
it.
Fantastic. Well, we might take a little break here and shove in some ads.
Oh yeah.
All right.
CITR is powered by Guayaki Yerba Mate. Yerba mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaki Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaki is more than just a yerba mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaki.com, GUAYAKI.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Oh! Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
All right, all right. Let's get back into our discussion here on CITR 101.9 FM. Do you guys want to plug something into this outlet?
Yeah. So I guess wanted to talk about, since we're starting this fleet of gear rental, rent. Yeah. We are having a beer and gear night, nice. Kind of a donation drive. So if you are an exchange student and you don't want to worry about taking all your stuff back home, mm-hmm. we'll take it off your hands.
That's a great idea.
And then give it a second life.
Give it to the new exchange kids. Yeah. You know how hard it was when you were trying to find your stuff, mm-hmm. I'm sure. So, but that's also not limited to students. Like anyone in Vancouver, Kitsilano, you know, come out and... It'll be on the Instagram. We're UBC Ski and Board on all our socials. So Facebook, Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sort of about stuff. It. But
they got some good content.
We're out there.
So look out for that coming up.
Yeah. Look out for it. It'll be over the summer sometime.
Oh, nice.
If not towards the end of this year. So before the end of academic classes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys have repeat trips, right? Like, do you guys have the classics that have been going?
We got the classics.
I know Condocram is...
Condocram.
It's fantastic.
Classic.
Yeah.
Revelstoke.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it at least the past 2 years.
And do you guys have, like, supporters that will house you guys again? Or
yeah.
Like, we kind of have to.
Yeah.
We've kind of just got, like, we've worked with people for a long time now, and so it's just, like, that's the place we go.
Yeah.
So shout out Tantalist in Whistler. They are awesome. They've housed us for a couple of... years now, and I think well before that as well. And we're always their go-to. And then as we were talking about with Longhorns and Gibbons, like shout out to them. They always have us at their places. Hard not to go to their places in Whistler. But
true enough, harder and harder.
Yeah, harder and harder.
Yeah.
So we do have places like in Revelstoke, we'll pretty much always stay at the Sandman.
Yeah.
It's not like we're exclusive with them. It's just like that's, you know, they worked with us in the past.
Yeah.
And we know people there.
What's the cheapest?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the cheapest. Yeah. Like, you know, as well as being the best for what we need, meets our needs. You know, hot tubs.
Hot tubs, proximity to...
Bars. And hot tubs.
Yep.
More hot tubs.
Also proximity to ski.
That too.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, we go on trips for that as well. It's not just the bars and hot tubs.
Fantastic. So we might just play another song here. Josephine, you've got... motion sickness? You don't have motion sickness right now, hopefully. I know these chairs swivel.
Yeah, nah,
but,
good.
Yeah, so this is by Phoebe Bridgers. Why do you want to play this today?
I just really like Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah, she's part of Boy Genius, too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
that's
she's
a cool
awesome.
Little trio.
I tried to pick the most upbeat mm-hmm. Phoebe Bridgers song mm-hmm. that I could find. It's not very
emotional,
upbeat.
Motion sickness, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know.
Early in the morning, get everyone
Early
started
in the morning.
For the day.
Yeah, totally. All right, so here we go. To close up here, do you guys have any last comments, closing thoughts, shout outs?
Just, I guess, if you guys want to come out and find people to ski with,
mm-hmm.
come to a ski and board party, yeah. come to a ski and board event.
Mm-hmm.
I love meeting new people to ski with.
Yay!
Yeah.
Give us a follow at UBC Ski and Board on Instagram. That's where all the info is. Shout out to the homies.
Shout out to the homies.
Shout out to the homies.
Yeah, I like
making
that.
Life real good.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
All the other execs, we make this machine run.
Yeah. And you know, elections.
Oh yeah, next week.
Next week.
Yeah, we put a post up last night. Yeah, go check out Scheme Board on Instagram.
That's exciting.
I think it's the 6th.
Any of you goons who wanna participate? You know, how much of a time commitment is it? Depending on the position.
It's sort of like
it depends on like what you want to do. Mm. That at least an hour a week for meetings, and then.
Oh, I thought you meant how long is the election itself? No, sorry.
And then
just as long as you make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you're running an event, that could be a 10-hour a week commitment, or it could be two.
Variable.
But we're all together, you know. So it's like we're not dumping anything on anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we're one big like sort of family, and we help each other, and you know, we just we do what we can to make it work. You know, we're all students at the end of the day. School is our priority.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So.
Student athletes.
Yeah, I'd say student exec.
Athletes, maybe.
Athletes, sometimes. I think it depends how much.
Okay, well, follow their socials to find out more. And, who knows? Maybe they'll see you at the elections next week.
Maybe.
For sure. Maybe.
I have to turn that on. It's a bit rough sometimes. There we go. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, James.
Thanks for listening. Oh, shit. Oh.